Francis Green goes through a lot of wool. The 83-year-old Barrie resident recently donated an entire year's worth of her knitting to the Barrie Police Service's Mitten Tree, an annual initiative that collects hats, mittens and scarves that are then distributed to various organizations around the city. When I was little, we used to have that little round thing that had little knobbies on the top and the yarn goes down the middle of it, she said, adding she's obviously improved on her skills over the decades. I've done knitting all my life, ever since I could pick up a crochet or a knitting needle. I just enjoy doing it. I like to knit and crochet. When I am sitting watching television, that's what I am doing. I always have a crochet hook or knitting needles in my hand. Green's donation included 10 full bags, totaling 424 pieces, stuffed with knitted hats, gloves and scarves that will help to keep hundreds of local residents warm this winter. Green told Barrie Today although she's only been donating to the Mitten Tree for the past 3 or 4 years, she had been donating her knitting for many years prior all around the city. It just happened that I saw a post asking for hats and mitts and I thought, that's what I do. I have donated to Busby Center, Grace United, wherever they said they needed stuff, she said. The Mitten Tree is something the local police department has been doing for nearly 3 decades, said Peter Leon, corporate communications coordinator with the Barrie Police Service. It's one of the longest seasonal programs we've participated in, he said. The outpouring from the community for so many years, it's amazing. It's incredibly overwhelming how thoughtful and considerate everyone is with their contribution to the Mitten Tree each and every year, added Danielle Hutchinson, who works as a digital evidence management system coordinator with the department and has taken on the task of organizing the annual initiative. While Green is unable to determine exactly how much wool she uses annually, she said she does her best to ensure there is an equal number of each item by the end of the year. The wool has gone up compared to when I started doing it, but I don't mind because I know it's going to a good cause, she said. I like giving to people. I know there are a lot of people out there that can't afford it and don't have it. I figure I have got the time to do it, so that's why I do it. All of the items donated to the Mitten Tree will be distributed on Monday to various locations around the city, including Royal Victoria Regional Health Center, the Busby Center, and the Salvation Army.